This is Coffee with Timmy. Hello, hello, welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. How are you doing? How have you been? Today, I need to just talk about something that came up during the week, the past week. So today is Sunday. I don't know when you're going to watch this. And it's a revisit, sort of a revisit to why am I not married? Except this time, I'm not talking about me. I know why I'm not married, sort of. But why am I not married to, should I call it? It's young, well, from where I'm standing, it's ladies in their 30s who are also asking these questions. And I was fortunate to talk to some of them in the past week. And I feel that we need to look at this again. One, the first thing that I like to say is marriage is not the all and all. It's not the beginning and the end of anything. It's not the beginning of your life. It's not the transformation that your life needs. And it's not the end of your life. It's a funny thing about marriage. Some people want to get married. At least quite a lot of women want to get married. And there's some who are married who don't want to be married. And thank God there are those who are happily married. So I'm talking about women who want to get married and are wondering what's going on. Why are they not married? Why has nobody looked at them? For some, and I know this, so I know they're not making it up. For some women, years go by, nobody looks at you. It has happened to me, so I know what I'm talking about. And for me, it took a while to realize that nobody was looking at me in the way that would lead to marriage, because I wasn't looking at marriage, you see. But if your desire is to marry, it becomes a concern. And the older you get, you really begin to wonder what's going on with me. Nothing is wrong with you. Let me put it that way. Nothing is wrong with you. What is going on? I don't know, because everybody's life is different. One thing that I need to say before I begin to faff around, if I faff around. One of the things that came up with one of the ladies that I spoke with was the fact that there were men that were coming to them. They were not really the kind of men they were looking for. One had to do with where they were, you know, work-wise, career-wise, let me say the work, career-wise, they were not really in the place where the lady would want. There was the one about religion. It was not the same as the lady would want. There was something about the kind of character the person has. There was academics. So there were all sorts of things coming up. So let me start from there. One, you need to know what you want. When you get into your 30s, you must have an idea of who you want to be with, who you want to be. And even though I'm saying that, I know we change, the word has escaped me right now, but we evolve, that's it. As the year goes on, we begin to know ourselves more, and you should. There's nothing wrong with changing, because what it is, you're getting to know yourself better, you know who you want, you know who you want to be with, you know the kind of person that you are. And that's an empowering thing. You know, you're not just following wherever the wind blows, then you just go that way. So in knowing this, you should have it written down somewhere, not just in your head, you know, you should have it written down. And I'm not just talking about you want the guy to be tall, dark and handsome. Who doesn't want? Or you want him to be chocolate and you want him to be this color. All of that is nice. And there's nothing wrong with eye candy. There's nothing wrong with eye candy. You want your man to look good or you want your girl to look good. Nothing wrong with that. But it can't be the beginning and the end. One thing that is very important, and I'm going to start from this one because it's close to my heart. And if you have not heard me talk about, or if you do not listen to my why am I not married, I will suggest that you listen to it so you know where I'm coming from. Your religion is a big thing. Your religion is a big thing. I'm repeating it because some seems to think, it doesn't matter, when we marry, he'll do his and I'll do mine. It's never that easy. If you are a Christian like I am, you're born again and all that, you don't want to marry somebody who is not. Yes, I've never been married, but I'm telling you, don't want to marry somebody who's not. Even when you're going out and you are from one religion and the person is from another one, or from one belief, you could both be Christian and the person might be maybe Catholic. You're going to find out if you're dating a Catholic and you want to marry into that family, you're going to have to change. You know, if you're dating a Muslim, there's going to be pressure on you to change to that. And you might think, no, others have made it work. You don't know what goes on behind the curtains. You have no idea. If you are a Christian, it should be a non-negotiable thing. If you're a Muslim, then it should be non-negotiable for you too, I guess. But don't think that person's going to change for you. It's not going to happen. In my opinion, and in the life that I have lived, trying to change someone from who you met, from how you met them, doesn't work. You're looking at giving yourself a whole lot of frustration in that relationship and as life goes on. If you marry somebody who is laid back, they're going to be laid back. You can't change them. Just accept it and let it go. You're going to take them like that or not. If you marry an A-type personality, they're going to be like that. Okay, the same way if you marry someone who's controlling while you are, you think, oh no, he just likes to pick at my dresses, he likes me to look good. If he's controlling, you know he's controlling, he's always going to be controlling. He's not going to change. That's who he is. And if you take him like that, that's it. So your religion matters a lot. I don't know how that can be a debate. For me, it's non-negotiable. In my podcast, I did say there was someone who wanted to marry me, but it was Muslim. And even though I wasn't born again, then I just knew this was not me. It wasn't going to happen. I'm not saying anything against any religion right now. I'm just saying that's not me. I'm not going to marry a Muslim. I'm not going to marry somebody who's not a Christian. Like I said, I wasn't born again, but I wasn't going to marry someone who's not a Christian. Something else that came up as well. Someone from how the person was talking, this young lady is very particular. Academics are important thing to her. You know, and she is particular about it, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying someone who is not educated, who doesn't have all the degrees, cannot make it in life. Of course not, they can make it. But if that is important to you, then what are you going to do? Are you now going to send the guy to school? And at a certain age, if someone is 40 and they're comfortable with where they are and they're like, you know, I've got my trick and I'm doing well, are you okay with that? Because that doesn't mean they're a bad person. Do you understand what I'm saying? But to say you don't know what their potential is at 40, where are we going? In my language, we say, I don't want Suru Larry, I want a long sugar. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm saying you have your list of what you want in a man. Does that make him less of a man? You have to ask yourself. I don't think the qualification makes them less of a person, but if that is not what you want, if it's important to you for the person you're with to be educated academically, you know, with all the qualifications, then you have to speak to yourself. Is it a negotiable area or is it not negotiable? Okay? If it's important to you that the person that you be with is generous and you're with someone who remembers every gift they give you, who remembers how much they spend on this or how much this is going to cost, and they let you know it, you might have a problem, and you might be with somebody who is stingy, you know, who some people are stingy. They feel it's okay to look after themselves and buy themselves stuff, but they can't do that for somebody else, you know, and sometimes they get to the point that they can't understand why you were just giving. Oh, you need to look at that. So what I'm saying, basically, not just to my young ladies that I spoke with, but to anyone, no matter how old you are, it's a thing that even when you are my age or younger than me, that you think certain things are not for you, depending on how old you are, you think, okay, this can go. It cannot go. Another issue is the matter of sex. I'm not talking about sex education right now. Nope. Please, YouTube, don't cancel me. What I'm saying is, are you attracted to the person physically? If you're not physically attracted to someone, don't marry them. Nobody's going to lie down and think of England or whatever country you come from. Okay, this is not the time of war, I'm sorry. I'm just like, that phrase always gets me. You know, during the time of war, they used to say, sorry about the noise. I'm actually recording this outside in my friend's house. It was just something that was right there in my mind. I need to do this. So during the time of war, they used to tell women to lie back, have more babies, and think of England while they were having sex with their husbands. Why? Because people were dying. Men were dying. They needed, you know, population growth. Anyway, let me go back to what I was saying. So if you're not physically attracted to a person, do not marry them. I'm not saying when you see this person, you got to grab each other and devour each other and But if that physical attraction is not there, my dear, you're going to have a problem when you get married. You're going to be going for counseling. Your pastor is in trouble. Or you're going to have to look for a sex therapist or something. Physical attraction is important. If you can't imagine the person you're with touching you, if you don't want them to, then please don't go there. Don't go there. I'm very finicky and very picky about things. I've got a very heightened sense of smell. So if someone smells wrong, it's not going to work for me. If someone sweats too much, it's not going to work for me. If your mouth smells, and I've found out that what I'm smelling, other people can't smell it. So I know what is not going to work for me. Do you get what I'm saying? You need to know. There are things that you can compromises are necessary, but there's certain things that you can't, my dear. There's certain things that you can't. I need to know what is a no-go area. I am not very popular with what I'm about to say, and that's okay. I don't think getting married is absolutely necessary because you're a girl. I don't think so. Some people are just not made for marriage, and some, they're just not going to marry. There are more women, apparently, I might be wrong, but there are more women than men. And depending on age group, there are more educated women than men. So there's an imbalance already in certain things and in certain age groups. So you have, university-wise, you have more girls going to university than boys. So there's already an imbalance. You don't want to, even though when you get to the corporate world, you then find that women are not as well paid as men. But you know yourself. You know what you studied for. You know where you are. Am I repeating myself already? You need to know what you want. You need to know what you want. I need to know what are the negotiable things on your list. You know the ones that are deal breaker. It's not going to happen. Do you get what I'm saying? Oh, something else that came up. You cannot, and I'm saying that, cannot. I'm choosing my words. As a born-again Christian, you cannot associate yourself in this way, in this I do wed way, with someone whose background and whose present time, I don't want to just say background because my background is probably like that as well, whose present life involves rituals and ancestral stuff. Where when you go, before you can be married, they've got to go and ask of some, you know, go find out if you will fit into the marriage. You cannot, you know, water and oil, you cannot just mix. You cannot do that. You cannot. I'm going to get a lot of flack and I'm ready for it, but I'm saying where I stand from. Know yourself. Don't let me repeat myself again. Know yourself. Know your worth. Know what you want. Know what you're willing to compromise. Okay? Know what you're willing to say, okay, not a deal breaker. And then know the ones that are your deal breakers. Know the ones that are your deal breakers. Okay? And you can already tell. You can already tell where you're going out. Come on, ladies, we know ourselves. You can tell when you're going out, certain things, what this guy is doing. You know what the red flags are. Don't say it's not so red. Maybe it's yellow. It's red. Call it what it is. Okay? Well, from my not talking so long, I have talked a lot. But I do hope this helps my young ladies. I hope this helps somebody there. No matter what age you are, do not look at yourself and say, oh, now I've turned 50, nobody's going to want to marry me. just last week or 2 weeks ago, somebody went to her grandmother's wedding. Okay, grandmother was 60. She went to the grandmother's wedding. 2 years ago, my sister went to someone else's wedding who was already 60. Okay, so do not shut yourself out of from love, okay? Don't close yourself off to love. You're lovable, you're valuable, you're worth every penny. In fact, money cannot buy you. That's how valuable you are. Okay, do not sell yourself short. I'll see you next time.